And now for our recruiting limo with Victory Atkins.
Riverside High School, 5'11" at 165. He's a cornerback. He's got a 3.6 GPA, which is really good. Keep up that GPA. I hear a lot of coaches mention that GPA is a big deal. But Victory, I'm gonna ask you a bit of the same questions as Tavia. So I guess the first question I have for you is some of your challenges that you faced so far. What are those, and how have you kind of overcome them, and what have you done to overcome those challenges?
A few challenges I've ran into with this whole recruitment process is really just being patient and just really just being positive about the whole recruitment process, because the recruitment process is a long time, and you know, some days it might not go as what you want, and some coaches might not say what you think they want to say, or just stuff like that. So just really just being positive throughout the whole thing and just having patience through this recruitment process is really something I have to have and something I got to work on.
That's good. It's good to recognize those two, and to be able to take them on and help yourself with them. What are some of the aspects you're looking at in a coach, and when they come and visit you, or you go visit them, or you go into camps? What are some of the aspects you're looking in a coach or in a positions coach?
Really, just a coach that can push me to be better on and off the field, and just like a coach that's just gonna help me to just be the best player I can be, really. And just someone who can teach me the new ways of football and just the new skills and everything like that.
That's good. What do you look for in a dream school? What's some aspects that you look for in a school?
What I look for too in a dream school is just a school that has my major. I'm a major in marketing. And also just really a school where I can just develop myself as a player and just as a person, as a human, and that's about it. And it's somewhere I can really just play, just have fun.
That's good. What are some of the fun things that you've experienced on this process?
A few things that are fun that I've experienced on this process is really just the environment of schools and just seeing how fans interact with the players and teams and just their love for the game also, even if they're not even playing. And really just the coaching aspect, and then also just the playing aspect.
That's good. I see you do attend some camps and whatnot, and you do post your highlights. That's awesome. I would say keep that up. That looks good. I do have another question. What's someone that has supported you the most throughout this whole process that has really helped you to stay focused and to make the right decisions?
Really just been many people. Like, my coaches have really been pushing me to just stay on top of things, and also my family. My parents just, you know, helped me be positive and stay positive, making the right decisions out of school and in school, and just gave me in training and helping me throughout this whole process.
That's good. It's always good to have a good support group behind you, and especially a big one nonetheless. What are some players that you look up to, like whether they be in college or onto the pros?
My favorite player, I should say, or the person I should look up to is really Michael Vick. And I know I don't play offense, but you know, still his confidence in the game and just him just playing really helped me to play love for the game, just play the game how I want to be, how I want to play it.
That's good. I like how you look at not only their skills, but also their heart and their passion for the game. So that's awesome to hear. And I see you have a question. Go ahead and ask yours.
Yeah, Victor, how you doing? I didn't thank you for my time for coming on the show. I just want you to flashback, you know, during all the games you've had in your high school career. Just tell me one moment from a game that you remember where you maybe made a big play or something happened in the game that you specifically remember.
Thank you for having me, and I'm doing very well. And a moment that or a play that I've really just loved this season It's really the grid game. I think like the first or second play, I had a pass deflection. And really that whole job, if you just shut down, shut the offense, that whole first job, and really just seeing the environment of the fans just really interacting with the team, with us, and also our coaches just leveling us up, encouraging us that the next job would be even better, and just things like that. And just teammates, too.
I appreciate that. Hey, Victor, also, I got one more question to add to that. Tell everybody, you know, not everybody gets the chance to play corner. Tell us some of the smack talk. Is there some smack talk between maybe you and receivers, or maybe after a big pass deflection, or maybe y'all are talking back and forth? Have you ever had any moments like that?
Yes, sir. I have many, many, many moments like that. Really, it's just like you just gotta be confident. Like some plays you will mess up at corner. Like that's just the play of the games and stuff like that. This is planned. But really, just you just gotta have confidence and just don't even mind all the trash talking. And being confident no matter what happens in the game.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. That's it for me, Rachel. Thank you.
Thanks, Ant. I love that you recognize I have confidence. That's awesome. Anybody else have any questions for Victory?
Yeah, Victory. Jay here. I just wanted to ask you, what players were there growing up that you wanted to play like? With cornerbacks? I mean, I know a lot of people would say Deion in that case, but for you, who would it be? I mean, it doesn't even have to be cornerbacks, but who'd you look up to when you was playing, watching football?
Well, I played flag football first, and I played quarterback, so really it was just Michael Vick and just really him just being confident, and then I wanted to be confident in the positions I was playing, so really quarterback is, you know, it's just like one of the hardest positions to play on the field playing football, so really just got to be confident, and that's one thing I just tried to mimic or just really work on according to Michael Vick and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Smokey, I saw you had your hand up. Did you want to ask something?
Yeah, Victory, thanks for coming on, Smokey. I just got a question for you. Who in your area that's actually like that, that when you line up across them and you like, okay, I need to bring my A game to make sure that I'm on my P's and Q's? Is there anybody that you face like that, and do you enjoy facing that type of competition?
One person I would say is Chase Burton. And I was really highly anticipated the game, especially with my coaches just talking about me having the confidence to play against him and everything like that. Going into the game, yes, I was nervous, but also I was just very excited to play against some competition. That's what really just pushed me to be a better player, really just going to help me to get to the next level also. So, yes, I would say that it was hard at times to just like have my confidence throughout practice that week and also in the game. But I would say it was very fun because really, at the end, I played a great game, but even though we lost, I still feel like we could have beat them, we could have won, but it's just something that we all could have made and stuff like that. It really was a good game.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, I'm going to add something to that. I'm from the Spartanburg, Greenville area. Victory, is it Jail Man or is it Jail Hannah, y'all's rival?
Well, really, for Riverside, our rivals really be Eastside, Madrid, Jailman. We played them the second game, I'm pretty sure, and that was a highly anticipated game because we were both pretty great teams, but I would say really our rivals were either Eastside or Madrid, but Jailman was also a great game too.
Go Pats. Go Pats.
Well, Victor, we talk a lot of football in here, of course, with the recruiting train. But we realize that there is a life outside of football as well. Do you have any other hobbies outside of football that you like to enjoy?
Really, just at my age, I just like to play video games, really. I like to play 2K, Madden, Call of Duty. That's really just the only other hobbies I have. Playing video games.
That's awesome. All right, well, have a question.
Any team I feel like on that day, any team I just feel like winning with, man, you know, I just hop on, just get on that team, just go to work.
Gotta make sure you give me a follow then, Victor. I know some man players, man.
I got you.
Well, Victor, we appreciate you coming on. For sure, thank you for spending time with us on the Recruiting Limo. Make sure the fanboys and girls that we give them a follow. We want to we're going to push all your videotape, and anytime you get anything new, any awards or anything, just let us know. We'll be glad to put it out there.
Yeah,